Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, here we are. Chief Cobalt, we had on the first part of the show, and the deal was we were talking about the Vigrants. What am I saying? The panhandlers and the medians. Hey, by the grace of God, go I. And I said I did a column, and I got attached to several people because they had stories, and I found them compelling. You know, I mean, you can't check all the facts and, you know, one sitting with four people, and they tell you stuff, and may all be true or not true and whatever. But I could see the pain in their eyes, and I was moved. And the one guy did seem credible when he said he got the marijuana possession, you know, in New York, and at the time was a felony because it didn't matter how much you had. It was the Rockefeller laws.
It is 420, by the way.
What is it now? Oh, 420, that's right. It's, you know, legalized marijuana day, right? Or what is the official day? Is it just marijuana day?
Yeah, and 420 every day.
420, yeah, right. Well, you know, were you a kid that would go to the parties and, you know, and smoke pot when everybody else did? Or are you a kid that...
Not in high school.
There was no pot for you in high school.
I was just... I didn't... when I was growing up, drinking age was 18. I actually waited... How's this for a good kid? I waited till I was legal to start drinking at parties in high school. So, yeah. No, I didn't do any of that. College, that's a different deal. But no, not in high school.
I will tell you this. I drank and at age 13. There were kegs at seventh grade parties. I mean, seventh grade parties,
yep,
there were kegs.
Yep, sure.
I never could figure that out because parents must have been gone or out of town or something. I wonder if they just didn't care. But the underage drinking, I guess I want to believe in hindsight that they would have cared, but maybe they didn't care because my parents would have cared, and they wouldn't have allowed it.
Mine
but
too.
And I wouldn't have allowed it, but they were just, it was there, right? And because at 14, 15, whatever it was, you were drinking beer and trying to fit in the whole thing, I'll admit. But I will say this. In high school, oh, yeah, high school parties, and I hided my geekism, as you know. I could do that, right? In the news car, I could kind of hide it. So I'd go to the parties. But I would not smoke pot. There were kids that would pass the joint, and I wouldn't smoke pot. I'd say, no, that's fine. I'm cool. For one thing, I didn't like it. And I hated peer pressure. I didn't like pressure from my parents, but I didn't like peer pressure either.
And there's also that thing, you don't know really how you're going to react to it. You know, especially if you don't do it very much. Yeah, you'd, especially at a big social setting like a party like that, you know, you could get paranoid.
Right. The point of it was, I mean, marijuana possession, you know, for the guy in New York, and to have that felony on his record, on his head forever. And I guess people, well, there are people that will hire you. Well, a lot of people won't, but I guess you got to keep plugging away to get a job. But he did tell me, well, he's got three kids. Maybe he can do better. See, one of the problems is I think you'd probably do better panhandling than some of the jobs. I see people stop and give money and the whole thing. I talked to a woman over there at Raymond and... Raymond Road, and she said, well, I worked at McDonald's as a manager. I said, oh, really? Well, my dad was dying, and I quit to be with him. I go, oh. And then after he died, she went back, and they couldn't give her a job back. And I said, well, what if he just became a McDonald's employee, attendant, you know, worked the French fryer? Actually, her eyes rolled. Can't make enough money. So she obviously could make more as a panhandler. And then at McDonald's, she thought, I guess, well, I guess the answer there is, well, she had to get two jobs. I had Dave Blask on the show. Get two jobs, whatever. You know, and I said, well, yeah. She had no home. She had to take the bus to the YWCA on the east side to take a shower. You know, and she had friends who she could shower at friends' house, whatever. This is what she told me, and I felt kind of bad. But Do you want people in the median? Because, you know, it might be a distraction from motorists. Who's on the phone?
Yeah, we got George wants to weigh in on a myriad of topics, I believe.
Well, George, yeah, I was wanting you to call in during the O'Reilly stuff, but you were missing in action during that.
I had to work. Being work gets in the way.
Work does get in the way. I tell you what, it's such a pain for a talk show host.
You know where I was talking to? Romania. I was talking to a lady in Brasov, Romania, all morning, this morning. Is that amazing? And we were talking about the weather and kids and how things are. I said, do you love America or Russia better? Oh, America. I said, you're just saying that to all the Americans you talk to. But anyway, it was very nice.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, anyway, I couldn't wait to call you last night. I was in, because I called Fox about 10 times and left the messages on their voicemails, you know, that I said, well, goodbye. It was nice knowing you, you know. I mean, this is just more of the circling of the drain of let's just cut off our things and become eunuchs or whatever you call the demanizing of America, you know. I mean, so these women are just word against word, and they pay them all this money. I wouldn't have paid them a penny, Mitch, you know.
Now, wait a minute. Do you think O'Reilly is totally innocent,
maybe
George?
Not, but I've got to tell you, you can't even flirt. Even my wife and daughter and a lot of women I work with are saying, you've got to be kidding
me. Well, let's just take the last...
You can't flirt anymore.
No, let's just
you
take
can't
the
flirt anymore.
No, but let's take the last woman who Laverne said was... he wanted to go to the suite with her, and she said no. And then he went to the bar, and then he changed his mood. And then he never, and then he fired her. She was on the segment, what, every week or something.
I saw
and then
her.
After that, she stopped being on the segment. And then well, and then he's rude to her when she was in the studio. When are you leaving? I mean, the man changed 180 degrees after she refused him. Don't you see that? I mean, she was dropped from the segment. If that isn't a
hey,
quid
Mitch,
pro
can I ask
quo.
A question? Can
no,
I
but
ask a question?
No, you have to answer mine first. Wasn't there a connection between her being dropped as a segment with her refusing him?
How do we know she was even asked? It's her word that she was even
asked. She
approached.
Was dropped from his segment,
no,
his weekly
no.
segment.
How do you know that she was approached by him for sex? It's her word, isn't
well,
it? Isn't it? Can you answer my question?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. So do you see where I'm going?
So and what I'm saying is, there's no. It may never have happened.
You got it. I mean, have you not? You've worked long enough. I mean, you can't even wink or be nice and cutesy flirt anymore with the gal and her with us.
Why do you think she was dropped? Why do you think she was dropped, George?
It very well could have been that. That could have happened. That could have. I
no,
won't
no,
deny
that, no, that,
that
did happen. She was dropped.
Yeah, no, okay. She might. I'm saying the whole episode. That
no, no,
maybe
why,
that's
why can't,
she was
why
dropped.
Can't you say that she was dropped? Because that's not for us to debate.
She was dropped. But
so,
she was
now,
dropped.
Now, so you're saying is you don't know why, and Laverne didn't know why.
Well, do you?
Well, I do, because I think
believe her.
I do, yeah.
And you don't believe him.
Correct.
Because he's a big, powerful man. You know? So you believe the poor, weak girl, right?
Well, she's a doctor who didn't sue, George.
Whatever. I mean, my point is these people just like...
you know why men can't get mad cow's disease, George? Why can't men get mad cow's disease?
Because you got to have a couple hanging to get the mad cow disease.
Because men are pigs.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry,
See,
but go ahead.
I'm
joking, George. That's a joke.
I got to tell you, Mitch... This is Fox can just join MSNBC and Rachel.
No, it's not about left and right. That's you
totally
and the conservatives.
About left and right.
You know, you want to make
totally
it about left.
About
and,
left and
see,
right.
I give up. I'm just going to give up.
Mitch,
I'm giving up, George. I give up.
Yeah,
right
but I
now.
Was going to talk to you about something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
What did I call you? Well, Mike knows. You got me off track with O'Reilly. I was calling.
Innocent Bill. Yeah. Apparently he was
something.
A jerk at work too. No, everybody.
Yeah,
hated
he might have been. He might. You and I might have taken him out and punched him. He's probably never been beat up in his life,
yeah.
So that's why he has no humility. You know, he's an arrogant ass probably because some people that have never been knocked in the face aren't ever understand that. You know, be a person, be a real person. You know,
it's being reported that he was loathed at work. But go ahead.
Well, I suppose he was. We all know people like that. I'm not saying it, but I'm just saying, I if they change the culture at Fox, I mean, didn't you ever call somebody, "Hi, sunshine"? You can't say that to a girl anymore.
Not at work, no.
Why? Because they bring sunshine to your life, but you're a sexist.
Well, Chandra and I I must say, after a certain amount of time,
Chandra Lynn,
I would call her Cupcake, and she would laugh and smile. So.
Well, most girls appreciate that. Wow, you're good looking. The ones that don't like this are the ones that look women that look like you and me that are the ones that like to dress like us.
Well,
and have
you know what?
Like
that's a sore point.
Well, you don't want to go there.
No, because I'm vowing to change or die. That's as simple as
that. No. I'm not talking about our weight. I'm just talking about they look like a guy. And they wish they were a guy, but they don't want to make the big switch.
George, what are you
they
talking about?
Like,
I don't want to go there, for God's sake. Let's not bring that into it.
Well, see,
I mean, the gay, straight question is not involved at all in the O'Reilly story.
Yeah,
but you're bringing it into the O'Reilly story.
Well, because
how does it affect, how is it in any way?
It's at the heart of the whole thing, that and the demanizing of America. You can't be a John Wayne. You can't be a real man anymore because you're a pig.
If you fire somebody after she refuses you, but you didn't fire her before that, then logical minds can connect the dots.
But I don't know for a fact that happened.
The incident happened.
How are you
going to
know? Yeah, how are you going to know that?
Yeah,
are you in the bedroom?
Well, was
the
he in L.A.? Can we prove that there was a meeting in L.A. between the two of them at the Bel Air Hotel? We probably
Go ahead. Mitch, years ago, I've managed tons of people in offices and all over the Midwest. And do you think I'd ever have a closed-door meeting anymore with a woman subordinate? Do you think I ever would?
No.
Just the two of you?
I understand that.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know why, Mitch? Why?
Well, because
they could make something up.
Well, it's possible, yeah.
And so there you go. That's the sad.
Well, then why
situation.
Would Bill pay $13 million for five women, and then 10 years ago, remember the younger intern that he settled with for like $3 million? So he's shelled out like $18 million. Fox is shelling it out. I mean, if you're totally innocent, you don't settle. Fox did an investigation. They said you're fired. So, you're of course assuming that he's totally innocent. You have that right.
Can I take a reserve on my call back later in the show? Because the real reason I called was not about.
Well, how about if we just hold after the break? We'll get you because God forbid that you have to work. We'll come back. By the way, we're having a meet and greet. We're having a meet and greet on April 26th at Babe's. I hope you're there for that. My loyal listeners who are live listeners and you chat with them.
What time?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, April 26th.
But a lot of them want to beat George up, so you can't really know.
I don't. They want to beat George up.
Will you have a bouncer or security there?
Be a man, George.
Yeah. Okay.
April 26th, 6 o'clock.
Chris will want to beat me.
Well, Chris can. Well, if she does, you can file charges.
I love Chris. I mean, she's a sweetheart. But
yes. Well, we'll come back with more with George. You got another question on the Mitch Hank Show on MadisonTalks.com.
We'd like to remind you that every day right here, 11 to noon, right after the Mitch Hank Show, we present Wide World of Radio. I'm your host, Bob Abella, and I pay tribute to the stars of radio's golden age. Radiotherapy is the sure cure. Dr. Crane of City Hospital helps a blind boy cope with his fear of sight. Then comedians Nichols and May make their humorous morning rounds. Next, the story of Dr. Kildare stars Lou Ayers and Lionel Barrymore as Drs. Kildare and Gillespie. Don't miss Wide World of Radio right after the Mitch Hank Show, today, 11 to noon.
This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is a thing that you want to think of. It should be at least the third thing that pops into your mind. MadisonComedy.com is where you can go to find a complete schedule. Any comics that you could think of, we've had.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State. MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Haig.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Haig. How do you differ from those firms that do commercials where they brag about winning a $1 million settlement?
We've all seen the commercials on TV where Attorneys are bragging about multi-million dollar settlements. That can be somewhat misleading. Achieving a $1 million settlement doesn't necessarily mean that there was great legal work done. You could have a $2 million case, and you could have a lawyer who settles it prematurely for $1 million. Well, they got a $1 million result, but that doesn't necessarily mean high-quality legal work was done. We get the vast majority of our cases through referrals from former clients and predominantly from other lawyers in the community who send us their clients to ask if we can help them with their personal injury cases.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, and Haig and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York. Especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo is a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkis.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to The Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, getting away from O'Reilly for a minute, and I'm getting my back up because I have a daughter, and I have a sister, and I have a mother, and I have two female aunts, and I guess I was trained that way. Anyway, so, Chief Mike Koval, the city council decided to wait and decide whether they should reimburse him for his legal fees. He was being accused of misbehaving and misconduct. He had a verbal confrontation with the grandmother of Tony Robinson, who was tragically killed by police in February of 2014, I believe. Anyway, so, and then Chief Koval, after being verbally harangued by the grandmother, said, "You're a lunatic," or something along those lines. Yet, he was under all kinds of cloud of controversy. Got a lawyer, $22,000, and the city council is deciding whether they should reimburse him for his legal fees. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, he's at work. You're not going to fire him. Police and Fire Commission ruled they shouldn't fire him, so he's an employee who's incurring legal fees in the line of fire, so to speak. He admitted he was in appropriation of what he said, yada yada. But if you're not going to pay his legal fees and he's an employee, then why pay anybody's legal fees? I mean, it wasn't a fireable offense, you know, it was a minor thing, but yet, you know, here he is needing legal representation. You know, it's like, remember during the caucus scandal, and you had employees, you know, getting lawyers. That's the thing. Should we pay their lawyer bills? Well, these staffers couldn't afford to pay it anyway, but it was their employer. You know, they were for the state, and so the state paid for their lawyers eventually. I'm thinking, well, why would anybody want to be the police chief, you know, ever again? I mean, you know, we had Mike Koval on. We've had him on several times. He's forthright. He's human. If somebody's in your face calling you names or whatever the case, I realize you're supposed to just, you know, smile and walk the other way, but you know, sometimes it's hard. I know that as a talk show host, I do lose my cool occasionally, which I should not do. I'll admit I shouldn't do it. It makes me look bad. I understand, but I'll apologize every time it happens because I'm not a robot. Even a police chief isn't a robot, he's a human being. I mean, the chief has had to take so much abuse. Remember the time the city council person said they're uncomfortable because the chief had his pistol, his holster, his sidearm. He was sitting there with his uniform on, his sidearm, and somebody said in the council they were uncomfortable with the chief sitting there with a gun, like the chief's going to go on this shooting rampage at the city council meeting. I mean, come on. Otherwise, you can just beat the chief, you know, anytime you want, right? I mean, one city council member said we should give it to somebody who deserves it. Let's see if I can find the article here. Yeah. Yeah. They push back, you know. He called her a raging lunatic, but he was being verbally harassed by the stairwell by the grandmother, and there's an unfortunate incident. Now, co-complainant Shadara Kilfoy Flores, who had asked the commission to suspend Koval, the police and fire commission, if you do not follow protocol, you get written up 3 times and you're fired. That's the way I work. That's the way it happens to anybody out there. $22,000, give it to the kids. Give it to the homeless. Give it to somebody that matters. Let him face the consequences of his actions like everybody else. Well, her point is, you know, he misbehaved. He shouldn't have said what he did, whether she was a raging lunatic or not, because she might have been acting like one. What if he just said, you're acting like a raging lunatic? You know, you can argue with the kids and you say, you're acting like a spoiled brat. You called me a spoiled brat. No, I said, you're acting. No, I said, you're acting like a spoiled brat, which, of course, you might have been, right? And what if he just said, you're acting like a raging lunatic? You're not really a raging lunatic. You're really a very nice person. In any event, he didn't, he shouldn't have said it, but she wants to make him pay, you know, with not having his legal fees covered. Well, you think of all the money they waste at the city on all this stuff. They can't pay $22,000 for the chief's legal fees when he's being harassed constantly. He's being questioned constantly. They want to spend $400,000 on the review of the police department to pay some consultant. You know, what's a consultant going to say? They like to hire a lot of consultants. They spent $5 million on their plan to have downtown redevelopment. They spent $5 million for a consultant to put this booklet together, which nobody reads. $5 million. For that, we spend $3 to $5 million a year on the operating deficit on the Monona Terrace. You know, let's say it averages $5 million over 20 years. We spend $100 million on the operating deficit of the Monona Terrace. You know, when we built that, did we think we're going to have that kind of an operating deficit every year? We call it a subsidy. It's called a subsidy, and we pay for it out of the room tax. That means you can't use that room tax money for something else, the tax on the hotel rooms, for tourists. You know, they have. When's the last time you went down to the terrace, you know, brought the family down there to use it, huh? I bet there are some people that haven't been there, or they went there when it opened 20 years ago to check it out. They haven't been there since. You know, if you're a group or, you know, some sort of a organization, you're in Tampa. Are you going to go to Madison in November for your conference? I mean, you want to talk about wasting money. And $22,000 for the chief's legal fees you want to pay? We could probably think, I got my last news story at Channel 15 before going to work for Jim Doyle as a communication director. I found that people who were working for the city with no kids, they had 2 separate individual insurance plans. Because they were in different collective bargaining units, so they could have 2 separate individual plans instead of 1 family plan for husband and wife, which was a little waste of money, don't you think? And the mayor seemed shocked at the time. Mayor Sue Bauman, oh boy, that's unfortunate. I wonder why it happens. Well, because they're in different collective bargaining units, and they're, you know, you can do whatever you want. There's plenty of waste, folks. Although I think they finally discontinued that after the story ran. You know, they used to spend at the county level. They used to spend all this money, there's endless amounts of waste in local city and county spending, and they're going to take it out on the chief? If they're going to do that, I would just say that you'll never get quality people to ever become chief, because who would want to come to Madison and be police chief? And this is the Mitch Hank Show on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rail.
I did work with another realtor, and I had the house on the market for close to a year before Tim stepped in. With Tim, my house was sold in 4 months. Tim Rail had so much more to give. Tim was always there and accommodated my schedule.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rail of Coldwell Banker Success, 698-7653.
I would recommend Tim Rail any day.
Tim Rail, 698-7653.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down and discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com. The great Joe DiMaggio still holds the major league record for the longest hitting streak at 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com, BucksPizzaMadison.com.
Welcome to the Mitch Hank Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hank Show.
We're making a change here in the morning show. And I appreciate those of you who are loyal listeners. That's why I want to meet and greet. I want to thank you all on April 26th, 6 o'clock. That's Wednesday evening at Babes in the Back Room. Babes on the west side is in Schrader Road, but it's near the Beltline exit there, Whitney Way, easy to get to. We're going to go to 8 to 10. We're going to shift our, not yet, not until Monday of next week, but 8 to 10 because it is the... I want more time for, our podcasters and setting up podcasts and also other business considerations that come with the Mitch Hank Show and the MadisonTalks.com website and also our business, which we're also incorporating, which is to shoot stories of your life videos for people who can talk about their lives and putting that together. So it's kind of a multifaceted business, but we definitely want to put more into 2 hours, in terms of a focus on local stories, local issues, which I'm going to get to in a minute here with the town of Middleton and this whole thing with not voting in the zoning. But it's not going to hurt the content. It's like Johnny Carson back in the day. when Johnny Carson went from 90 minutes to 60 minutes, I think it was around 1980 or so. If I'm, you know, he was taking a lot of time off. There was talk of him leaving NBC, and they had a big deal because he was gone a lot, and he decided, oh, we'll work 4 days a week, but I'll do an hour a night. Because packing it, because he always had the interview at the end of the show with the author about butterflies or whatever it was, and his eyes were glazing over, and you could do more of a, and we may do 2 hours on one topic, one hot topic, who knows? I mean, we could do 2 hours on just the chief issues or the panhandling and the medians or whatever the case, or sexual harassment, or, you know, whatever the topic is, you know, in one show. And so that's what we're doing, and also, Dr. Bob Enright coming up here at 10 o'clock this morning of the Forgiveness Institute. We appreciate that. Always like to have him on the show, and just went to three countries. We'll hear about that. That'll be from 10 to 10:30 this morning. So we're going to do that. We're going to move to 2 hours starting Monday, 8 to 10. Bob Bella's Wide World of Radio will be on right after that at 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock. But our podcast will always be there when you go to madisontalks.com. So when you click live, the two-hour show will still be there, and then you have other shows during the day. It's, in fact, an internet radio station now. Because unlike other podcasting websites, when you go to the website, you have links, and you click the link, you'll have podcasts. But when you go to our website, madisontalks.com, you get shows playing. When you go to the website, there's a show playing. So it's like going to a radio station. Same thing. Somebody's show is playing, whether it's my show being replayed, or it's Kaleem Kerr's show, Perspectives, or On the Beat with Nick Cherkis, or whatever the case may be, you'll hear a show. Or you'll hear the show Jeff shot on parenting, Eldon Davis on his ministry. There'll be some kind of a show playing. Brian Beebe. Brian Beebe, you can hear his show. He usually goes live on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, but this week he's not on due to some conflicts, but he is normally on every Wednesday at 2, and Brian Beebe is a great host. He's a musician. He actually sings and plays piano bar up in the at Sorrento's in Lake Delton right by the Dells, and he does great shows on music and songs and popular music, all that stuff. So, and again, we say that if you want to do your own show, your own podcast, you can do it too, right here in the studio. We're moving more quickly into the digital world. People can listen to what they want, when they want, on their time, on their phones. As the overwhelming majority of people who listen to live streams do it on their phones. And, you know, you can listen to your laptop or your desktop as well, but people are on the move. And I think cars are going to change soon. We're hearing all this, but Wi-Fi and all these things, and because currently you can plug your phone in now on your USB input on your dashboard. By the way, there's a podcasting app for those who have iPhones already there, and you can find us that way. As we will eventually have our own dedicated app, but that's all in the exciting plans. But more importantly, if you just go to madisontalks.com, you can click live and you can hear whatever's on, whatever's being played, whatever time of the day or night. And there may be a time down the road where we go to a different time for the live part. Who knows? But maybe 4 to 6 p.m. down the road, you know, in the drive time. You know, we'll see how it goes. But for the time being, we're going to go 8 to 10 starting Monday. And that's the way it's going to be. Now, when I got to town in 1992 from Green Bay, where I'd been 4 years before in news, Channel 11, of course, before that was South Bend, Indiana, which somebody just found a video from the vault from hell, because one of my colleagues at Channel 22 in South Bend died, Paul Silvestri, and I'm sorry about that, and we've been going exchanging notes on Facebook with people who remember Paul, and they found some old video of the host. And I had this hideous plaid shirt it was a plaid shirt. What kind of jacket was it, Brian? Was it a gray jacket? like a black tie or some, you know, I had some weird
light
idea.
Gray.
It was a light gray jacket.
Plaid
with a
shirt.
Plaid shirt, black tie. That's what it was. And I guess I was trying to be...
you're looking lean and mean.
Colorful. I was kind of thin, wasn't I? But it was not the thing you want found.
Yeah, of all the things.
Of all the things found in the vault. You know,
from what I saw, it was a good sports cast, though.
Well, thank you very much. But it goes to show you that nothing is ever hidden in the vault.
See, that's what I was looking at.
Nothing is ever in the vault.
True. I was looking at content, not the superficial visuals.
I'm sure you were. Well, plenty of comments on Facebook about the superficial part. But that's it. Anyway, beside the point of that, we came here in 92, and there was a fight in 92 when I got here between Rick Phelps, the county executive, and the sheriff. Was it Ramish? Rick Ramish? There was always a fight, public safety versus social services, and certainly Rick was big in the environment. It's always that way, and Kathleen Falk was that way too. And so recently we had legislation passed in the Republican-controlled legislature giving towns in Wisconsin the right to opt out, or certainly in Dane County, the right to opt out of the Dane County zoning rules. You know, zoning elements that you had to follow. It used to be if you wanted to do something in your town, you couldn't do it if the county said no. So they passed a bill and the towns could opt out, but there was a process you had to go to for opting out. And on Tuesday of this week, the town of Middleton voted 35-29 against withdrawing from shared zoning responsibilities with the county. And April 4th, the election, Tim Rail was one guy of two moderates on the board who were voted out in a write-in campaign. The opponents were write-in candidates. And they defeated the two incumbent moderates, including Tim Rail, who's a friend of this show, who actually was vice president of the Towns Association. And he didn't even have an opponent. And he would go door to door, and people say, Tim, why are you campaigning? It's a write-in campaign. There's nobody on the ballot. You have no opponent. Why are you even campaigning? Well, he said, well, you never know. Well, guess what? The write-in candidates, two progressives, won the race. They defeated both Tim and the other moderate on the board. And Tim Rail's point was they were always going to vote at the annual meeting on April 18th about whether to opt out. They were always going to do that. And I think it was said in the press that he had supported another bill to change the word annual meeting, to change the word annual out of that, because, see, the other towns who had not finished gone through all the hoops and done all the paperwork to be able to vote on whether to opt out, they had not done all the things they had to do, so he supported a bill that would say a 30-day notice meeting. And he said the reason for that was because he wanted to give all those other towns that weren't ready for the vote, because they hadn't done all the preparations, the ability to vote this year. Otherwise, they had to vote in 2018. Well, all of that became construed that he wanted to ram it all through and yada, yada. Well, the residents of the town of Westport also voted, and they voted in favor of opting out of the county zoning rules, 34-0. So the political landscape in Middleton is more liberal than the political landscape in the town of Westport, obviously. The longtime home of Eileen Bruskowitz, who ran for county exec at one point against Kathleen Falk. But it goes to show you, if you're moderate out there or conservative, you better vote, because if you don't vote, you're going to lose. When progressives, when moderates and conservatives go golfing, progressives go voting. This is the Mitch Hanks Show on MedicineTalks.com.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Looking for something to do for your girl's bachelorette party? Trust me, we can take care of that for you. Come to Comedy on State. It's so easy. You can go to madisoncomedy.com. You can purchase your tickets right from the website. You don't even have to talk to anybody over the phone if you're a weird person. Let's be honest, you're probably a weirdo. You're listening to Mitch.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to madisoncomedyclub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State. madisoncomedy.com or 256-0099.
The all-new Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show. Good research will make you wiser and more successful. If you operate a business, create a product, or provide a service, what don't you know that your customers know? There are multiple answers to that question that will help you realize greater success. Troy Research is a consumer opinion market research company that finds answers to important questions. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research, 271-8884, or email jlittle@troyresearch.com.
If you're running a B2B business, there's a brand new 3-minute video that can change your company and change your life at needmoreme.com. If you're a B2B business owner, boss, or manager struggling to find more time to sell while still running the rest of your business, the new science of virtual relationship building can grow sales for you and as you. If your business has larger relationship-based sales with a long selling cycle and you need help driving more revenue, learn about the future of B2B sales in 3 minutes at needmoreme.com. That's needmoreme.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
Talking about the town of Middleton vote, again, the vote on Tuesday was 352-29 against withdrawing from the shared zoning responsibility within the county. The charge is that if they opted out of the county zoning, you'd put a shopping center in. Tim Rail argued that that wouldn't happen because they weren't zoned that way and it couldn't happen, yada, yada. So the beat goes on. Anyway, 210-1667, 210-1667. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi.
I've attended the meetings and as well as voted at the annual meeting.
Yeah.
And some of the information that's out there isn't 100% correct, and the political side of this did get kind of nasty. But what the accusation was about Tim, and he verified he did this, there was an amendment to one of the bills that would have allowed the town board to make the decision rather than allow it to be voted on at the annual meeting.
But there's another part to that, though. That only comes after the county decides on an overhaul of their zoning rules. There's got to be an overhaul of the whole thing.
Part of this law that passed that allowed towns to opt out, there was an amendment that was brought forward that Tim went.
Not until they do the reorganization, which would have come in the fall.
Mitch, in this case, you're wrong. I've done the research on it. I was at the meeting on the Saturday, I believe it was March 25th, where Tim said that he went down and spoke in favor of the amendment.
The amendment was to give people the chance of the 7 towns that weren't prepared to vote in 2017. If you have a 30-day notice language, then it would have given them a chance to vote and have their annual meeting in 2017. Otherwise, they couldn't do it in 2017.
Well, there was an amendment that was set forth that for the opt-out that Tim had supported that would allow the board to make the decision to opt-out rather than the people at the annual meeting. And the whole thing...
Wait a minute. I think you're wrong on a technical point. I'm going to go look it up here.
Please do.
Because you have to... The first had to be, before that could happen, there had to be a change in the overall county reorganization or reauthorization of the zoning. That had to come first, as I understand it, but go ahead.
Well, the other thing is that there was not good information presented with as far as the reasons to get out. There were not clear numbers as far as the benefits of opting out. The procedures were not set. The details were not done. The contract with the engineering company had no minimum insurance requirements, performance clauses, opt-outs, or anything like that. So this was just badly done.
Well, and that's fine. You can vote on it. But this idea that there wasn't going to be a vote is wrong. There was always going to be a vote.
There was, but it was whether the board would be able, town board would be able to vote on it, or if the people at the annual meeting were going to be able to vote on it. That was the contentious issue.
Which, of course, wouldn't have applied until after this county decision would have been made in the fall, as I was told time and time again by the
Please check opponents. On it, but I believe you're incorrect.
Well, as I searched through my wonderful inbox, trying to find the column I just wrote, which should be coming up, and of course I get things from February and January that come up. It's very disturbing, but I understand what you're saying. But I think there was a general concern that somehow a shopping center would go in. And I heard time and time again that wouldn't happen because you're not zoned that way in the town, and that nobody would go for that. So
that was one of the minor issues. The biggest issues were that people were satisfied with the way it worked now, and the people who wanted us to opt out didn't sell the point. They didn't bring it home on why it was beneficial to do that.
And that's fine, yeah.
And so people voted accordingly. I'd like to see things done at the lowest level of government. I think that's a great way to make it work. And at the annual meeting, there were a number of speakers who did, you know, give their reasons, and the people voted. And, I mean, you're talking about 90% voted to stay in. That's a pretty significant number. And as far as the township, I'd say it's probably about 60% liberal and 40% conservative.
What's the breakdown, you think, on that?
Probably about 60% liberal and 40% conservative, based upon the more recent elections for president and, you know, other offices.
Well, that could be right. I'm not sure exactly, but well, I have to find that. I understand there was a lot of contentiousness, and again, your opponents on this would differ on the procedure. The argument was that the county had to first do its overhaul before that whole town board thing could happen, because the town board thing couldn't happen before that, but you don't agree, and then we'll see how it... I'll find the column, and we'll go back and look at it, but thanks for the call. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Dr. Bob Enright, the Forgiveness Institute, an amazing figure who does worldwide work in the area of forgiveness in the social science area, and how it is proven to be successful in so many aspects of life or so many different religions and ethnic backgrounds and countries. We'll come with Dr. Enright in a moment on The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary.
This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects,
and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bababella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bababella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com.
6AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's brand smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
You're listening to The Mitch Hanks Show. Once again, here's the voice of uncommon sense, Mitch Hanks.
It is such an honor to have back in the studio after a couple of previous times Dr. Bob Enright of the Forgiveness Institute, who just came back from Israel and Northern Ireland and Greece. And what an amazing traveler you are.
Well, forgiveness does that to me.
I just love the concept because people are going to assume it's tied to a religious thing, but really it's gone way beyond that into the social sciences and academia.
Well, also before that it was in the philosophy of ancient Greece, and they weren't particularly religious. They were more virtue-centered, and that's what we are in our social scientific work. We try to talk to everybody so that nobody feels excluded from the discussion.
It's a fascinating thing because and you went to Greece, and I'm just thinking, I said out of the air, there are plenty of grudges in Greece.
Oh, yes, there are. For going back centuries, and of course, just recently with their economy sliding the wrong way.
That, and then Israel with the deep, deep problems that exist there going back centuries and longer than that, and with Palestinians and Jews and the whole thing. I mean, you take on some pretty heavy lifting, Dr. Enright.
Yeah. Well, George Mitchell, who forged the peace accord in Belfast, Northern Ireland in 1998, said recently that the problems in Israel-Palestine are not solvable. And from what I understand, he walked out. And so obviously some people think that this is an entrenched issue that could last for generations. And while it could, I'm not quite as pessimistic.
Really? Which I think is the ultimate optimistic look.
Yeah.
I think when the president says it's the ultimate deal, it's the toughest deal out there. Quite the deal, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Maybe you can broker the deal.
I don't know if it's going to be a deal. I think we have to change hearts rather than make a deal.
Well, and we're going to talk about changing hearts because we can all do that. And I think we all have crosses to bear. And, you know, people eat the pain or they drink the pain or they shoot up the pain, unfortunately, in life a lot, right?
Indeed. Sometimes the pain can kill us and we're not even aware it's doing it. It's a slow death.
I'm really intrigued now. Dr. Enright will come back with you in a moment. And thanks for being here. The Mitch Hanks Show at MadisonTalks.com.